Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Right now, the John Heyman Report is brought to you by Infinity of Massapequa, family-owned and operated since 1989. Shop online at infinityofmassapequa.com by Sport Clips. You watch sports, we cut hair, it's perfect. Sport Clips, it's good to be a guy, by Fubo TV. Watch your local sports live at FuboTV.com. And by Brother Supply, your number one source for ice, air, P-Tax, water source, heat pumps, and fan coils. The baseball reporter with the highest WAR, John Heyman.
Wow.
John.
Wow.
That is high praise coming from you guys. I know you love WAR.
WAR, hey. Are you in Florida right now, hopefully for you?
I am. It's a little chilly here. I'm going to try not to complain too much.
Well, but, just give me the, where are you in Florida? South Florida?
I'm in Miami.
Miami, and what's the temperature?
It's a little chilly. We were only able to play tennis for about an hour. It felt probably 50 degrees. Little chilly, unseasonably cold.
50. That's cold for Miami.
Florida. That is cold for Florida.
Wow.
It snowed in some part of Florida.
No, I know northern Florida. I know that. I know.
John,
it's better than here. I'll tell you that.
I've heard. I'm sorry, guys.
I got some advice for you. Since you're in South Beach tomorrow night, you could see the Knicks live and in person. They're in Miami.
There you go.
Oh, wow.
How about that?
That would be terrific. Terrific. KP.
There you go.
Look at it. He's all over it.
Yeah, he's been great.
Yeah. He's in a shooting slump, I read.
He's in a slump, all right.
You know why, John? He's tired.
Yeah, he's 22.
He's
what do you want?
Sleepy.
You know?
Well,
stuff.
He's probably staying out late. I mean, I don't want to cast dispersions. I'm just speculating.
Yeah, no dispersions.
Why? Here's the ultimate. Why is everything taking so much time? What has happened in your view that's caused this standstill right now?
It's almost like collusion.
I'm glad you asked. As I've written on FanRag, there are myriad reasons. And part of it is I think that the two biggest spenders, the Yankees and the Dodgers, have made it their goal this offseason to get under the cap. So that's one. I do think we have a lot of young, methodical, war-loving GMs. We don't have the old gunslingers like Omar and Kevin Malone. And obviously, George Steinbrenner is not around. Mike Ilitch passed away. So we have a lot of guys from the Ivy League or Amherst or Haverford or what have you.
And, Haverford.
They're trying to wait it out and get the best deal that they can get. And, you know, I think that's part of it. And then Scott Boras certainly has 5 out of the top 10 players. And he's a very patient guy, as you know. We had Scherzer sign in mid-January a couple of years ago, and Prince Fielder signed in February for $209 million, I can't remember. That was by the Tigers. So it's a combination of factors, but I think the methodical GMs and wanting to get a good deal is the main reason.
Mm. So give me a timetable, John. I mean, when are we going to see?
It's not this week. I'm not feeling it.
You're not feeling it.
It's going to be a while.
Oh my God! Spring training starts when exactly? February 1.
Pitchers and catchers report around the 12th through the 14th.
Wow,
we're almost a month away. I mean,
it's unbelievable.
And it's significant. Now, what is my prediction? What do I know? Is that Eric Hosmer breaks the dam? That he decides, you know what? Because if it's true that the Royals really made an offer of 7 years, 140. I think Bob Nightingale reported that. If that's out there, maybe Eric Hosmer goes back to KC and takes it. Do you think a move like that would cause the dam to break?
I'm not sure that one move is going to cause the dam to break. We've got a lot of dams being held up right now. Martinez is holding up the outfielders. We've got Jay Bruce and Cargo and several other outfielders. No catchers have signed. Luke Roy and Avila, the top two catchers.
Starting
the Mets
pitchers, signed
the top four starting pitchers have not signed. So, you know, one signing may bring a couple, two, three more. But from what I gather, first of all, people are saying that is not completely accurate. But I think it's probably close to some offer at some point. But my impression is that is not going to get it done for Eric Hosmer, but I do think the Royals are very much in the mix. Yeah.
The Mets did sign Lobatone. He said there's no.
Oh, they did. I forgot about
that.
I'm sorry.
I'm just trying to help
catchers.
You, John.
I meant Major League starting catcher.
Yeah, I understand.
I think that obviously the Met fan envisions
very good.
The Met fan envisions the price drops. Hey, maybe they get players. I think on the other side, the Yankee fan could cap off one of the great off seasons you'll ever see. Could you see them jumping in on Yu Darvish, Mike Moustakas, if their prices are forced to drop? Because they could use both those guys or one of those guys.
Yeah, now they have $23 million to play with below that cap of $197, and they may want to leave a little bit. So right now they can't spend more than that $23 million. Now, unless they trade a Gardner or an Ellsbury, they can't. Now, that is an option to them. If they're able to trade Ellsbury, he's got a full no trade, won't be as easy. They could trade Gardner, I think, the Giants, Toronto, some teams are going to do. That might help them a little bit. I think they're thinking about Darvish. They like Darvish very much. Obviously, Moustakas set the Royal record for home runs. Don't want to pick on anything with the Yankees, but if they have any weakness, their best power hitters are all right-handed. It would be nice to have a left-handed hitter, but I don't see that one for the Yankees. That's going to be a long-term deal. You know, I've seen it written that, well, maybe Moustakas will have to settle for a one-year deal or so-and-so. That's not going to happen for one of those top players. It just does not happen that way. I do think, potentially, Carlos Gonzalez could do a one-year deal. There are some good players who may end up doing a one-year deal, just had bad years last year, like Luke Roy, very good player, did not have his usual year. He may sign a one-year deal. So Cargo, Luke Roy, I mean, maybe Todd Frazier does. The Yankees would like to have him back. They would take him if they could get him at a one-year deal. But I do think that they will only do a one-year deal at third base because they're saving that spot for Manny Machado. So.
Yeah, well, why wouldn't you? The one-year deal question, I know this may sound nuts, but it feels like Yu Darvish is being affected by his World Series. Would Yu Darvish sign a one-year deal hoping he gets back into the postseason to show he's not like – no?
No, because there's going to be over $100 million out there. I mean, I did see Bob Nightingale reported there's $110 for four for Arrieta. I don't think that's going to get it done. I think Arrieta and Darvish are close. I mean, some people are going to say that Darvish has better stuff. His velocity's better. I mean, Arrieta's results have been better. They're basically the same age. You know, you could make a case for one or the other, but – they're both going to get over $100 million. If they don't get $100 million, somebody did something wrong. Mm. So they don't take a one-year deal. I mean, I've seen it written, suggestions that different guys might take a one-year deal, but not somebody who had a good year. And two bad games in the World Series isn't going to do it for Darvish. I mean, I think it's going to hurt him a little bit. But overall, very talented pitcher. He's going to do very well.
So, and talking, of course, baseball with John Heyman. So the Garrett Cole thing with the Yankees, is that a dead situation now, or is that still possible?
I think it's still possible. It's a guy that they've loved. He could fit with that $23 million. Harrison also fits. He's a one-year deal, so he could save that spot for Machado. You combine the two salaries, they're right around that $23 million. I do think the Yankees probably will trade one of their outfielders to make a little extra room. So I do think it's possible. Obviously, they haven't come together. Pittsburgh trying to get a lot for Garrett Cole. Can't blame them. Considering the pitching market, Garrett Cole looks pretty good at 2 years to go. I think any team would be happy to have him. But the Yankees have loved him forever. We all know they drafted him as a high schooler out of Orange County, California. Weren't unable to sign him. They offered him basically a blank check, whatever you want. And he's one of those rare kids from a wealthy family. Didn't need the money. Went to UCLA. And they still love him.
Yankee fans are scared of him. And I think they're scared of him because of Javi Vasquez and A.J. Burnett, that National League pitcher that comes to the American League East and really struggles.
I wouldn't be. I mean, this is a very talented guy.
Those guys were talented.
I think that Garrett Cole is a big game kind of guy, and maybe he's a little bored in Pittsburgh. I don't know. I think
bored.
He would do well with the Yankees.
It's like Porzingis being tired. What is he bored of? I mean, come on.
We already got to the bottom of Porzingis there.
We did?
No, he didn't. Yeah, he's partying too much, according
to him.
He's going to that Oak Room or whatever that thing that Harvey went to. I don't know.
That's what we want. That's why I want Porzingis to go where Harvey went. That worked out well, huh?
Harvey had a rough year last year, but
it's been a rough couple of years. What do you mean last year?
Well,
what do you think? Because I think when we get closer to spring training, we're a month away, which is kind of exciting, especially when the snow is falling at such a rate. One of the biggest questions that would face the New York Mets, no matter what they do offseason-wise, which is nothing, will be, okay, well, what's Matt Harvey in a contract year? Because we've all assumed Matt Harvey's all about the money. He's all about the contract. He's all about his payday. He is pitching for a payday. He's not pitching for me and Joe anymore. Right. He's not pitching for the guys in the seats. He's not pitching for the uniform. He's pitching for the back of the uniform. He's pitching for Harvey because he wants to get paid. What is a realistic expectation from him?
In terms of his performance this year?
Yeah.
I mean, it could be anything, all over the map. I mean, the guy's incredibly talented. He was abysmal last year. Obviously, he had some off-field questions. I mean, he was a disaster last year, so it possibly could be a disaster, or he could go out and win 17 games and have a 2.8 ERA. The guy's a very talented guy. Mm. So I would say this about Harvey, and, you know, I mean, he's not exactly been a friend of the media. He's been better since he's gotten his comeuppance a little bit and isn't no longer the all-star starter
the dark
type
night.
Pitcher. I will say this about Harvey. He did, coming off of the Tommy John surgery, he did pitch to the end of the World Series. He pitched a little too long in the World Series, as you recall, but, you know, he could have sat it out at that point.
Oh, he could have? He could have? Can you imagine if he went through with that garbage and didn't pitch in the postseason?
That wouldn't have been pretty.
Well, we don't need to rehash this whole thing. I do think the Mets should have planned it better.
I agree. I agree, John.
220 innings. And, I mean, he was in a situation where he almost had a pitch.
John,
I say almost. Not everybody does. So, you know, he did do it. So we got to give him a little credit for that.
I'm with you. See,
and look at him since then.
You're right. And I want to find a common ground with you because I remember coming in on a Monday. I'll never forget this. Mets played the Yankees at Yankee Stadium over the weekend. Nets were in the playoffs that weekend, too. I think that's when they got eliminated by Atlanta.
Right, right.
And Matt Harvey pitches at Yankee Stadium, and he's great, right? Coming off this injury, he's pitching great. And he comes out to start the ninth inning. The Mets are up by like 7 runs. And I remember
I was delirious
saying, what the heck are they doing?
Right.
I remember when we got to that point, that's why I do agree with Al, the Mets should have handled it better. How do you, in the month of April, coming off Tommy John surgery, did they let these guys start the ninth inning just because it's the Yankees? Big freaking deal.
That was bad.
It's a series in April. Who cares?
7-run lead, huh? First of all, you have an unbelievable memory.
It was something like that. I don't know if it was exactly 7. Maybe five. Maybe six.
Right.
I'm going to find it.
They didn't do a good job of planning that out because.
The Mets not doing a good job or something, huh?
Yeah. Well, they made some mistakes.
Yeah.
I mean, they should have had it planned out where he could have. I mean, I guess they felt they had a fight to the end there to get in the playoffs, and you know, the guy threw too many.
How many runs did I say they were up?
Seven.
They were up by 6.
Okay.
It was 8-2.
So pretty good though.
Thank you. I appreciate it.
But I don't remember the game at all. So
the Mets have a very high WAR on mistakes. Their WAR is high.
WAR, there is a place for it.
Yeah.
I mean, I can't say it's
the garbage can.
What WAR is there? Where is that? Where is there a place for it?
Well, it's an attempt to show a guy's total value. Now, is it perfect? No. Lou Whitaker has a higher lifetime WAR than Derek Jeter.
Okay. Of course. Well, there you go. That's why you take the stat and you put it in the garbage can.
Right.
John, I appreciate trying to figure out aspects of a baseball player's performance that isn't measured with RBIs. I do. I actually do value that. But WAR is stupid, and it doesn't value it.
I think it's a good attempt, but there are definitely flaws. Like, you can't go back and recreate a guy's defensive value. It's very difficult to do that. I think they've overvalued certain positions and certainly way undervalued catcher and probably first base.
Wait, and John, can I have another question about this to show the hypocrisy of this? Okay. So sabermetric guys say striking out doesn't matter. You don't find there to be any value when a guy hits to the right side of the infield and the guy goes from second to third.
There's no value in that?
Yeah, there you go.
Oh, well,
why isn't that measured by that?
One thing you say striking out doesn't matter, but they value pitchers who strike out guys beyond what
that.
We used to do it, and the hitters who strike out guys, they don't count it.
I understand.
That's a little weird. I don't know if that's wrong, but it's a little weird.
I think it's wrong.
No, look, I don't agree with it, but I will explain why that's thought of. And they say, look, a ball is put in play, you never know what's going to happen. Okay? They're saying if you strike a guy out, there's no chance. You just struck the guy out, it's an out.
We know what happens when we have his total stats. So
you're right, but there's. I don't want to argue the other side, but I get where they're coming from.
You know what?
I don't get the strikeout with the offense.
I wish some guys would start signing, so we don't have to talk about WAR every time you come on. By the way, when is the Hall of Fame stuff go down?
I believe that's
pretty soon, right?
Late January.
Right.
Hold on a second. I think I've got that written down somewhere. No, I don't. Right. I think it might be around January.
That's more
24th.
Fun to argue with you about, you know?
Well,
January 24th, right. We have our Hall of Fame special for. I get to
that must be
promote
it,
that now because I've looked at my calendar.
Oh, is that when
MLB
is that
Network?
Is that
so
when they
do?
They announce the Hall
have,
of Famers that January 24th.
I'm assuming that that's it says special, so we must be announcing on January 24th.
All right, and you, you'll be on.
Do you follow? That dude on Twitter who keeps a... It's January 24th, you're correct. Do you follow the guy on Twitter who keeps a running record of the public votes?
Ryan Thibodeau.
Does that bother you? Don't you want to be surprised?
No, we're still going to be surprised. I think he's got 35% now. He may end up with 50% or more, but he gets mostly the younger guys, the guys who are on social media. So right now, we know... Based on him, that we're going to see Vladdy get in, but I think
yes.
We knew that anyway.
Right,
and
right,
Chipper
right.
And Tomey, and I think we kind of knew that anyway. And Edgar is at 80%, I believe.
And Hoffman is, right?
So 80% gets him in. That's
75, yeah.
Yeah.
So I don't think we know for sure that Edgar is going to get in based on 80%.
Here's
here
what
because the older guys have a different perspective on it.
That is a great point because here, I'll give you the numbers that Ryan has collected so far, but it's only 38% of the vote. Feels like it's election day. And John's 100% right. The older voters tend to not...
Because he was a DH? Oh, no, they just don't put their votes out.
They don't put their votes out.
I see.
So, like, where Bonds is right now is probably not where he's going to finish. But here's what you have right now.
Yeah, he's going to be... Bonds and Clemens will be lower.
Yeah, they're going to be lower, and they're not in right now. Chipper Jones at 99%.
Wow.
Which is, I mean, come on.
Yeah, of course.
Jim Tomey is at 95.
Mm-hmm.
Vlad is at 94.
Right.
So those guys I think you look at and say they're going to get in.
By the way, Vlad better play than both of them, but that's okay.
Better hitter than both of them.
Right.
I agree with
no
you.
No doubt.
I agree with you on that. Edgar's at 81, so it's close, but okay. And then Hoffman is at 78. Mike Mussina right now is right at that number, slightly below at 74%.
Wow.
Bonds and Clemens are at 69. But like John said, that's going to drop. So they're not going to get in. Schilling seems to be rallying a little bit. He's at 68%. Where was he last year? Was he well below that?
He was below. Well, last year was the year that he said on Twitter that he'd like to see all the writers dead. So that was a difficult vote.
Oh, he said that?
Vote.
He wants to see all the writers
look,
dead.
I don't want to defend. That's not what he
that
said,
hurt his
but.
Vote,
that's not what he said.
I didn't want to be dead.
No, that's not what he said.
John.
I don't agree with
you. If you were dead, how could we have this segment? I mean, come on.
He wanted to see us dead. He
no,
didn't get his wish.
He liked a very, very offensive T-shirt, and that shirt said "Rope Journalist Tree" or something.
Right.
And it was look. I agree. It's stupid. It's
yeah, it
terrible.
Was very stupid.
I mean, we all agree on that. But
right. I mean, almost
I
everything he does is stupid. But that was offensive.
Yeah, but
not when he pitched. His pitching wasn't stupid.
No, pitching is fantastic, and I voted for him every time. But the idea that he wanted me dead, I did not vote.
Well, he didn't specifically say you.
I vote for 10 guys at this point, so it was easy for me to leave off a guy who wanted me dead. So
well, he didn't specifically say I want John Heyman dead.
Of all the guys, he liked me least, I think, or secondly least. I'm not sure.
That's hard to believe.
Yeah. Thank you.
By the way, how's your tennis game? You play,
he has mentioned
you play
me in the past as a guy he particularly does not like.
Well,
I voted for him every time, and did not vote for him last year. I did vote for him this year.
If we organize like getting Kurt on the air and you on the air to kind of become friends again, would you agree to
we'll
that?
We'll mediate, John.
Yeah, we'll mediate.
Because we'll tell him, you know, how you got better and better with us.
I vote for him. He doesn't want to talk to me, so he's already got my vote. I find him offensive, and that's it.
Okay,
I mean,
that's fine.
There's John, nothing we can say. My tennis game needs some work, but thank you for asking.
All right. You don't play golf at all, huh?
Too time, because I don't have the time for that.
Yeah, you don't have time. Yeah,
I got to monitor all these signings
that
are
I know.
It's
just so much going on. I understand. Yeah, we
and
get
I
that,
feel
John.
Like I could spend the next 2 weeks on the golf course at this point.
Yeah,
you know,
well, I'd like to be spending the next 2 weeks on a golf course. I can tell you that. That'd
I know.
Be good.
I'm sorry, guys.
No, that's all right. It's only 50 degrees.
Complaining about
believe
50
me, if
degrees.
I was in, let me tell you right now, seriously, if I was in Florida right now, and it was 50 degrees, I'd be deliriously ticked off. I would be like beyond mad. So I'm glad that I'm not in Florida when it's 50 degrees. I got to tell you that.
Yeah. People don't react well to 50 degrees here.
No.
We got people with parkas on.
No.
We got people staying in.
No, I would not be reacting.
Well, and the other thing is, like, sometimes you get fooled. Because I remember one year I went down to spring training. I'll never forget, I was at a Yankee-Philly spring training game, and I'm wearing shorts and a T-shirt, right? I go outside. it was in the low 50s. It was exactly what you're describing.
That's too cold.
And I was freezing my butt off.
Right, but that's Tampa. That's different. Miami, we're in the tropics here. Tampa, you can get anything.
So the 50 down here is a little balmier 50? Is that what you're saying?
50, I'm saying 50, we don't usually get 50.
He's saying it's more
Miami
likely to happen up north in Tampa or in the west in Tampa than it would be
Tampa
in...
Tampa is north of Miami. Yeah. We're in South Florida.
That is true. North and west.
I'm going to Florida at the end of January. And,
yeah. Boy, well, somewhere it snowed in Florida.
I know. Well, I'm not going anywhere. Believe me. I'm actually thinking about going to Arizona just because I feel a little more confident. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
I'm
okay
actually thinking
Florida.
About that.
You could come here. This is once a year we get down.
Yeah, well, usually when I'm there. Do you realize that the only time it ever rains in L.A. was when I'm there, and the only time it ever rains in Arizona was when I'm there? You realize that, John?
It never rains in Southern California.
Yeah, well, Evan and I were there. It rained in
Southern
California.
Oh, it rained, all right. No, it happened.
And then we covered the Angels for 4 years, and I remember there was a threat of a rainout one time. I looked it up, and I think there had been no rainouts in their history. Zero.
Well, we were there for a couple days
zero
of rain.
Zero rainouts.
We were there for a couple days of rain, and we were there for the Super Bowl, the Seattle Patriots Super Bowl a couple years ago in Phoenix, and it rained as well.
I'm sorry.
Well, I'm just saying.
Bad luck.
I'm glad apparently.
Is that what it is?
You guys should be at the... Are you going to the Super Bowl?
No. I really... Seriously, John. Do I want to go... The Jets aren't there. Do I want to go to Minnesota in February? Seriously, John.
Well, I think they might have an indoor stadium there.
John.
We're trying to get to the NFL draft. That's the event to go
Minnesota.
To.
Draft is what you're looking forward to?
Yeah, well, Dallas, the Jets and Giants, Dallas. Yeah.
These guys are both going to be busts, by the way. I feel the excitement.
Thank you.
Wow.
They're
okay.
Not going to make it.
John. Right.
First of all... Rosen, nice Jewish fellow. He should have stuck with tennis. He's already got how many concussions?
Should have stuck with tennis.
He should have stuck with tennis.
That was a mistake on his part.
Understand.
The other guy.
Sam Darnold.
He makes a lot of mistakes. I
Well, you're all over it, John. You are all
over it. I hate
to
throw cold water on it. I'm not. Wow. These guys are not. I saw somebody write, Darnold, he throws like Elway. He runs like Cam Newton. Give me a break. This guy's not that good.
Well, Elway ran pretty well, too. So
Elway did run well.
Yeah, I really don't want to be in Minnesota in February, John.
It's going to be very exciting. The Vikings might be in. Now, my picks were, one pick was already eliminated. So
what was your one pick?
I batted .500, just like I did on my picks.
What was the pick?
I had Pittsburgh versus Seattle.
Oh, yeah, Seattle.
You're sticking with Pittsburgh out of the
AFC? Staying with the Steelers?
Yeah, oh, yeah, Steelers and Minnesota. Steelers are going to have to win.
So you're going in on the
Minnesota's
Vikings?
Minnesota's home.
Huh? Will you watch the wild card games this weekend?
Probably not. I mean, I like the fact that Buffalo's in. I got to give that. It's pretty exciting, right?
You could go up to that game. It's in Jacksonville. You could actually pop up to that.
That's a trip, by the way.
It is a long haul. No, I know it is.
That's a haul.
I know it's going to be funny if it snows in Jacksonville.
That'd be great.
Feel at home.
Wouldn't that be funny?
That would be awesome.
I know.
I remember when I was there for the Super Bowl, it was not warm. I mean, it was cold. It wasn't snowy cold, but it was not warm. It's northern Florida, so it's different.
It's like Atlanta weather.
Yeah.
It can get cool.
John?
Not like Miami.
John, go out for your afternoon tennis session, okay? Go ahead.
I got to get to work. I'm nervous. Get to work. There's all sorts of. There's 150 guys left.
It's ringing off the hook, John.
Yeah. Who knows? Maybe Miguel Montero will sign today. Very good.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, we'll see.
Great.
Thank you, John.
See you later, guys.
See you, John.
John Heyman on the baseball.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.